Instagram Stories for Monday, September 15th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. On Mondays, we talk about what the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, shared on his recent Ask Me Anything. And today, we'll be diving into questions like, is reach from the algorithm different if you're using a creator profile versus a business profile? Another question we'll be discussing, is there a way to see which of my followers are most engaged? Other questions we'll talk about, would you say trial reels are effective? Another question, does my reach go down if lots of people mute me? Another one, how are DM groups different from broadcast channels? All of these questions and more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. We're getting into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's start with this one. Is there a way to see which of my followers are most engaged? That would be incredibly helpful, but unfortunately, there's no way to really see that through the Instagram analytics. You'd have to do some kind of tracking on your own.
Not directly. I mean, there are things you can do. Like, I notice that I see some of the same people showing up on my comments every time. If you start a broadcast channel and you post about it, that'll allow people to opt in to getting messages from you directly. And that usually is your most engaged followers. So that might be another way to try and get a way to identify those who are the most excited about you and what you do. But there isn't a direct way where we are just going to show you a list, unfortunately.
I think knowing who your most engaged followers are would be incredibly helpful. I also think it would be helpful to know who's been creeping on your Instagram profile, but that's a topic for another time. Let's move on to the next question. How are DM groups different than broadcast channels? Let me just explain the question. So you can have up to 250 people in an Instagram DM, but you can have many more people in a broadcast channel. In an Instagram DM group, everyone can reply, but in a broadcast channel, only the person whose channel it is can make replies. Everyone else can just react with an emoji. Here's Adam's answer to the question, how are DM groups different than broadcast channels?
In a group DM, anybody can send a message, whereas in a broadcast channel, which is usually made by a creator, the only person who can send the messages is the channel owner, the creator, and then other people can reply to them. But that actually goes into a separate replies section. So it's not where anybody can post to everybody. Only the creator can post to everybody.
Okay, let's go on to the next question. Is reach from the algorithm different if you're using a creator profile versus a business profile? Here's Adam's answer.
No, it's not going to treat your content differently if you are made yourself a creator account or a business account. We're trying to show people what they're interested in. And you have a lot of creators who sometimes register as businesses and vice versa. So that is not going to actually help or hurt your reach.
Let's go on to the next question. Would you say trial reels are effective? I personally have not had a lot of success with them, but I also haven't spent a ton of time doing the A/B testing that's required to really get the most out of trial reels. Here's Adam's answer to the question.
Yeah, I think trial reels are very effective, particularly if you want to try things out and you aren't sure yet you want to actually post to your followers or post to your profile. Don't try to use them just to pummel the same content over and over and over again. We're trying to crack down on that. That's become a bit of a spam vector that we are addressing. But definitely use it if you want to try things out, see what works, maybe a couple variants of the same idea, and then upgrade the one that does best to your followers and to your grid.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some Instagram feature requests and why Instagram has become so complicated over time. Stick around. Welcome back. We're discussing the questions and answers from the recent Ask Me Anything that the head of Instagram did. And now we're on to the part of the show where we talk about feature requests and how to use certain features within the Instagram app. The next question, if I archive a post, can I bring it back to my grid? Good news, you can do that anytime. I do think archiving is really good because you're not actually deleting it, but I bet you have some posts on your Instagram profile that don't fit with who you are and the content you've been making lately. And if anybody scrolled that far back, they'd probably be pretty confused. You could definitely archive those posts. If you were waiting for permission to do it, consider that you now have permission. The question, if I archive a post, can I bring it back to my grid? Yes.
Yes, if you archive a post, you can always go back to your archive, and if you tap on it or you long press it, actually, you'll have options, and one of them is to bring it back to your profile. You can also repost it if you like.
Let's go on to the next question. Does my reach go down if a lot of people mute me? This is a very good question. You would think that if people muted you, that's a signal to the algorithm that they don't want to hear from you. But thankfully, the algorithm does not take that into account.
If a lot of people mute you, that's not going to affect your reach overall. It'll affect your ability to reach the people who've muted you because they're not going to see your posts in their feed or in their stories if they muted the stories. But it's not going to affect how other people see your content.
All right, moving on to the next question. Why did you make it so difficult to use Insta? At first, when I read this question, I was sort of thinking Instagram's not that hard to use. But then I started thinking about all the different things that you can do in the app. You can make reels, you can make regular posts, you can make stories, you can do broadcast channels, you can do DMs, you can add notes, you can add your location on the map. There's a lot of things within the Instagram app, and it's very hard to figure out when you should do each one. So the question, why did you make it so difficult to use Instagram? Here's Adam's answer.
Well, that's not good. I'm sorry you feel that way. We're definitely trying to simplify the experience to make it easier to use. I do think it's gotten too complicated over time, but we do need to evolve as well, because as the world evolves and how people connect with friends and entertain themselves evolves, we have to too, otherwise we're just going to become irrelevant. If Instagram was just a feed of square photos, you probably wouldn't be watching this story right now. Well, there wouldn't be stories, there wouldn't be DMs, there wouldn't be reels. There wouldn't be a whole bunch of things that have driven most, if not all, of our growth over the last couple of years. That said, it's on us to try to make sure that the experience is easy to use and as simple as it can be. And I don't think we've always done as well as we need to. And so we will continue to work on that.
Okay. And the last question we're going to talk about today, someone has been sending Adam messages and he hasn't responded to them and they're frustrated. I've sent you a text, but you did not respond. That's not even a question.
I apologize. I get hundreds or maybe even thousands now of DMs and comments a day, and I don't, unfortunately, have the time to get to everybody. So I'm trying to do broad announcements, answer questions like this every week, do posts to try and get as much information to as many people as possible. But I unfortunately can't get to every DM and or comment.
Okay, that is going to do it for today's episode. If you would like a weekly recap of all the things I talked about on the show, you can sign up for my email newsletter. The link to get there is in the show notes, or you can find the link in my Instagram bio at Daniel Hill Media. And if you have not ever left a review of the show, I would really appreciate that. It doesn't cost you anything. It just takes a minute, but it's very encouraging for me. I have not gotten a review in quite a while, and that makes it a little bit frustrating sometimes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That's the best place to do it. And you can get there directly from the link in the show notes. As always, thank you for listening. And be sure to come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things that you should be aware of.
Let me tell you a couple things that you should know about me. A product manager, but do not have a bachelor's degree. But actually, that's factually a fraction of me. Another fraction's posting content, irregular and irrationally. Still probably won't get a job at the gram. They forgot, they don't know, or don't care who I am. Ooh. That's why you never see me at the parties and events. My lack of followers must make me irrelevant. Yeah. Don't have a course, a book to sell to make a bag of grand. Not a social media marketer, don't represent any brands. Plain to see, don't have an agency. But I got a lot of spam, just putting in the work without the glitz and glam. Won't catch me eating fish, unless it's shrimp or clam. No six pack, no risk, that there's a gym card in my hand. Okay. Don't have a full-time job, but I got a lot of plans. Stay plotting, dropping knowledge on TikTok and Instagram.